Ed Miliband is the one name being canvassed. Whereas Wes Streeting has given up, has thrown his weight behind Burnham, say, well, I kind of set the ball rolling by resigning from the cabinet. I have some gratitude to me. So I'll probably give him some minor role. You can't really have health back. Just keep him quiet. Keep him inside the tent pissing out rather than outside the tent pissing in. Isn't that what Lyndon Baines Johnson said about J. Edgar Hoover? So Al Carnes, people are not really talking about him, and nobody's still talking about anybody else. Shabana Mahmood not going to go for it. Rachel Reeves is probably going to get sacked. And who else is there? David Lammy, no, he's backing Burnham and so forth. So nothing says DEI like having another middle-aged, middle-class, straight white male, Oxbridge-educated, becoming prime minister. Miliband is the only one who's a fairly high chance is going to stand against him. But the whole thing could be wrapped up in a month from now if he's elected unopposed, as Gordon Brown was. And Woody Curler called an early election, got a bit of a honeymoon, a new prime minister, all right, a fresh start, go for it. We're riding high in the polls. Yeah, it's not going to get as good as this. I don't think he'll do it for various reasons. There's no need to do it. The UK has changed prime minister several times in recent years and not had an election. When Sunak came in, when Liz Truss came in, when Boris Johnson came in, initially said he wasn't going to. I mean, 5 months later, he did. When Theresa May came in, she said, she wouldn't do so. And then about 11 months later, she did. Remember, the Fixed Terms Parliament Act has been repealed. So it's whenever the king is advised by the prime minister to dissolve parliament, does so, and that triggers a general election within 6 weeks. And I know each party, opposition party, castigates the governing party if they change prime minister without a general election. Because remember, you don't vote for the prime minister, you vote for the candidates in your individual constituency. I don't think he'll do it. Labour doesn't have that much money. Labour's already got 400 MPs. Even if Labour wins this, nobody thinks Labour's going to have anything like 400 MPs. Even they get out to 350 MPs, still a healthy majority. That's fewer than they had. It's completely unnecessary. Like when Theresa May called that unnecessary election only 2 years after the last one in 2017, and scraped home. OK was the biggest party in terms of share of the vote and seats, but fell to below 326, had to make that confidence and supply agreement with the Democratic Unionist Party. So that's why it's just don't risk it. There's another 3 years of a Labour government to go. Prove yourself. Reform UK is dipping. Carry on for 3 years and it may not be a significant threat. The Conservatives are not recovering. So there's no reason not to kind of wait for another 3 years or something like that. Maybe things will go for the role of the Liberal Democrats. The Scottish National Party in Scotland are failing on multiple policy fronts. I know they did very well in the Holyrood election, but in 3 years, things have really imploded for them. And I know that's Holyrood issues, not Westminster issues, but people do not separate them in their minds. They might vote against the SNP in a Westminster election because they want to penalise the SNP for failing at a Holyrood level. So there's every reason to carry on. Then even if he lost in 2029 or something like that, he would at least be in prime minister for 3 years. So I don't see this happening. There is much clamour for this. I think Labour would be wise to leave it for a few years. Imagine how much of a chump he'd feel if Labour lost. He was prime minister for like a month because he called a totally unnecessary election. They want, you know, continuity. OK, calm the markets. No unnecessary risks and so on. Prove yourself. Could have a referendum on rejoining the European Union. What if I want to do that? How about the same day as the general election? Because we do in the Irish Republic a lot of the time. So that people can vote for Labour or against Labour and vote for to rejoin the European Union or not. So you don't need to vote against Labour to oppose the European Union. What do you think? Is he going to call an early election? Should he call an early election? And those who look back to Gordon Brown when he took over in 2007, when Labour was narrowly ahead in the opinion polls, was he going to go for it? But he bottled it because he said he hadn't had time to set out his agenda. And then they delayed, then the credit crunch came, and then they went down to a heavy feet in 2010. A lot of them were kicking themselves that he didn't call one while, you know, Labour was ahead. But Labour was almost bankrupt. It was after the Iraq War. So they felt they wouldn't be able to afford this general election. All right. Thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, then to PayPal, George Callan 79@gmail.com. Goodbye.